Bible readers, men who led prayers. I couldn't have done it without you guys. I'd like to thank Eric for helping me with the slides and the pictures and getting this sort of rounded out, getting it together, and Abby for helping me type up the stuff that I handed all the men, their duties. As we had stated earlier, this Smith System course, it's a driving course that I've participated in for 15 years. I've recorded about 1.2 million safe miles. Frito-Lay awards their drivers and rewards their drivers if you make these milestones, the 1 million miles, 2 million miles, 3 million miles. They reward you with a trip for you and your spouse. I've been able to accomplish the first 1 million, working on the second one. And a lot of it is in part to these 5 keys. Now, if you don't drive safely, if you have an accident, there are consequences, of course. And we'll look at that later. I'm not going to get into that right now. We'll look at that later before the closing. So, how does these 5 keys relate to us as Christians? If we aim high, if we're looking ahead into our spiritual future, what do we see? Heaven, of course, is what we hope to see. That's what we're here for. That's what we strive to see. Our citizenship is in heaven, as the earlier reading stated, so we shouldn't concern ourselves with things of this earth, but follow Matthew chapter 6. I've tried to attach a few verses that we haven't already read to these. Matthew 6, verse 33. Well, they took it out of my Bible. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So we aim high. We seek the kingdom first. That's what we're looking for. So what is the big picture? We know and understand that from the beginning, God had a plan. That plan involved Jesus. And as we've heard it in prayer tonight, he came to this earth. He was willing to die for each and every one of us, and he did. And he was raised on the third day. That gives us the hope that we enjoy as Christians. If we obey the gospel call, that is our hope. And we're obedient that in the end, God will save us. John chapter 3, a very familiar verse, verses 16 and 17. Well, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. That verse 17 is the big picture. A lot of people think that this book right here is a book of, well, I can't do this or I can't do that. This book, we know as Christians, tells us how we should live our lives, what we should do here on this earth, so that verse 17, that the world through him might be saved. That's the message we share with others. So we understand that Jesus is our big picture. We constantly, as in the Smith System, we have to keep our eyes moving, get 360 degrees with the big picture, and then constantly keep our eyes moving. For what? We're on the lookout for Satan. He's always got tricks up his sleeves. He's always trying to trip us up, deceive us, and throwing things out in front of us. We know that sin will take us farther than we want to go. It will keep us longer than we want to stay, and ultimately it'll cost us more than we want to pay. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And then chapter 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's why we want to keep our eyes moving. If we sin, that ultimate price that we'll pay will be an eternity with Satan in hell, burning forever. We don't want that. We want to spend our eternity with God and Jesus in heaven forever. So we keep our eyes moving. What is our out? In Smith's system, our out is space, giving us a place to go. It teaches us as a driver to pre-plan and anticipate. I pre-plan my trip. I can look into my driving future and I can anticipate the dangers that are ahead. As a Christian, how do we put space between us and Satan? How do we anticipate possibly the things that he could throw at us? And if we look at Ephesians chapter 6:13-18, therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you're able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. That's how we leave ourselves an out. If we take these things, the whole armor of God, if we put on the armor of God, we can fight against Satan and the things that he throws at us. We can be prepared. We can pre-plan what might lie ahead. So if we are anticipating, how do we make sure, if we're fighting Satan each and every day and trying to avoid him, how do we make sure others see us? And that's not to be, oh, look at me. That is, others will see us if we're living our Christian lives as we should, because why? We're going to be different. We're not going to participate in each and everything that they do, but we're going to be following Jesus. Matthew 5:16. I believe we read this earlier, but it says everything that we need to know. As far as, let our light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. We're not going around just to do things to be seen of men. We're just simply living our lives as a Christian following Jesus. Our light will shine. Our light will shine and people will see. So, why does Frito practice these things, these five keys? Why do we practice the Smith system each year, sometimes twice a year? To avoid getting hung up in an accident, because accidents can cause physical damage, injury, even death. On a spiritual note, why do we practice the things that we've talked about tonight, that we've sung about? Because in Revelation, we don't want to be a part of the first part here. Revelation 21 verses 7 and 8. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. We don't want to be a part of that. We want to live our lives to where we have the hope. And we could say what Paul did in 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 through 8. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. That is why we want to avoid sin. That is why we want to leave ourselves and out. That is why we want to practice these five keys continually. If we aim high, focus on heaven, get the big picture, see what Jesus has done for us, keep our eyes moving to avoid Satan, leave ourselves and out, put on the whole armor of God, and make sure they see you. We live our lives to where the people around us see that we are different. Can we say what Paul said? When we've gone our last mile, will we be able to say, I've fought the good fight, I've kept the faith, and there's a crown of righteousness laid up for me that righteous judge will give us? Can we say that? I certainly hope so. Most of us here are Christians, but if there are those here who aren't and you want to obey the gospel call, we have water, why wait? If we are Christians and we have sin in our lives and we need the prayers of the church, I encourage you to come to the front while together we stand and sing.